Okay, Chris, what's happening?
Well, we're watching who's going to win the Eurovision Song Contest.
183. Oh, no, yeah. No. It's all right. It's all right.
So Ukraine win.
Okay, so that's a Ukraine win.
UK that's, second.
That's a UK second and a Ukraine win.
Amazing.
All of our immediate reaction coming up on this edition of Nolpois.
Nolpois is shameful.
Nolpois is lack of respect for Euros.
It's the ultimate humiliation.
The shame that they must be feeling.
Nolpois is no fun.
No,
okay, I'm looking at the screen. 631, Ukraine, United Kingdom, 466, and then Spain below that, Sweden, Serbia, Italy, Moldova. Chris, how are you? Oh, my God,
I mean,
how are you feeling?
So proud of Sam Ryder at this moment. Amazing to do so well. Come second, that's amazing. To come from double Nolpois to come to second, so proud of him. And you know what? Fair enough to Ukraine. They got. Can we just talk about that public vote for Ukraine? Unprecedented,
yeah,
I think.
Massive. Like, what, 400 and something or other?
That was ridiculous. Look, they're coming on the stage now with their flags. This is crazy stuff. And this is, like, very emotional just to watch this, to be honest. And good for them. And, I mean, very happy that they won. That's amazing. I mean, who do you think's going to host then? If you obviously Ukraine have won.
Yeah. Well, this is the question that's going to be asked now. I think what?
There's been rumours of Poland.
Yeah, there has been rumours of Poland. I wouldn't say no to a trip to Warsaw.
That'd no, be I'd all be right. Very happy with that.
That'd be
yeah.
All right. Okay. Well, this is an edition of Nolpois like you've never heard it before because
Martin's pissed.
Yes. Quite frankly, I'm not feeling great, but. Standout moments from this evening.
Well, I mean, just the UK doing so well and being able to watch a Eurovision Song Contest where everyone's cheering. By the way, we're watching this as a Eurovision party. Everyone's gone suddenly silent now that we're talking.
Could you please cheer? Please cheer. Thank you. Thank you very much indeed.
Yeah, and I look just look at that scoreboard. United Kingdom second. Wow, that's amazing, Martin.
Yeah, and considering that you and I made predictions about where the UK would do this year, and what I think I said 13th originally, and I think I upgraded it to 4th, but I originally said 13th. You said what, 15th?
I said 15th, then I said 7th. It looks like I've won a bet with a gentleman that was at this party. I said the UK would be top 3, and he said potentially bottom. And I feel like I've won that quite convincingly.
What? I mean, I'm so kind of confused. Like, what happens
there was a
now?
Lot, listen, all I'm going to say is we will also do a full debrief episode when we're less drunk.
Can I tell you that I am
I know
really
you are,
drunk.
Martin. I know you are. But what? I mean, I have to say, like, as a UK fan, we haven't gone through this before where, like, UK have got points. Like, I've watched this, like, and seen people, and it's been fun to watch the voting because things have gone wrong and stuff has happened and it's been fun. But I've never watched it being like, oh, we could actually win. This is the first year, genuinely. I mean, I was, like, six when we won in 1997, so I don't really remember that very well. But this is the first time I've been able to watch it properly and remember and think we could actually win. It was amazing.
And this is it. We were never going to go as the UK from zero to first. Like,
well, I mean, we nearly did.
Yeah, well, exactly. The fact that we nearly did is unbelievable.
You know, Ukraine's situation definitely helped it. I mean, the public votes were unprecedented. And I don't begrudge them for that at all. But because that's an amazing result. And what a show of everyone around Europe to give them that point. But, I mean, I there's a lot to talk about, really. I mean, the fact that Norway didn't actually do that well in the public vote, I would have thought they'd have done better.
Well, I was going to say, and I think it's fair to talk about this now, Chris, who did you vote for, please?
I voted...
Yes.
I vote for... I'm actually trying to remember who I did.
I know who you voted for.
No, I voted for two people, though.
Yeah.
I voted for... Who did I vote for? I know I voted for Sweden, but
yeah,
I can't remember.
You voted for Sweden, yeah. All right.
I'm trying to think who else... Oh, Spain. Spain, yeah. And Sweden, yeah, yeah.
So you voted for Spain, yeah, obviously. Great. But Sweden, you said... you after all you said about Sweden, why did you vote for Sweden?
I thought it was a great song.
No, you.
No, but
going
seriously.
On?
No, genuinely, I did think it was a good song. And I thought she performed it very well, much better than she did at Melody Festival. And I have to say, like, it was a much better performance. And I just thought, like, out of the ones that I enjoyed, it was like that. It was Spain. Because the thing is, you know, I kept saying Italy was really good and they're one of my favourite songs. And then they were just not in tune at all. I was quite disappointed by Italy's performance.
Yeah, Italy, I think it was a real shame because Mahmood and Blanco, they'd done such brilliant performances.
I love that song. It's a great song.
Yeah, it's a great song. And it's such a shame because they really let themselves down, I think, in the final. They were, I think, Blanco was just a little bit flat. It wasn't as good as it could be, which is a real shame because that was fantastic. We're just watching the moment now on TV when the Ukrainian entry is reprising its song. And this is a real moment. I mean, if you consider what's been going on in the country, the terrible situation there, to get this from the European public will mean such a lot to the people of Ukraine.
Like I say, just unprecedented public vote, like so huge. Normally 350 something around that, but they got about 400 and something. That's, I can't think of a public vote that's been as strong as that. And hearing this again, to be honest, it makes me quite emotional, because yeah, it just shows what the public's thinking. And good on them. I've no ill will for them winning over the UK.
Yeah, oh
I mean,
because
I like the song. It's a good song.
If the UK was going to come second to anybody, fair enough, it comes second to Ukraine. That's absolutely fair enough. I don't think anybody begrudges that situation. Wow. And it feels like this is like an anthem that we're hearing from the situation for what's going on at the moment in Ukraine. I'm going to just talk to some of the people that are joined us here in Cress's flat here. Hi, Rachel. Do you have any thoughts on the... who would you have voted for as your top person?
I'm glad Ukraine won. Okay. I'm mainly here for the fashion.
Right, and who had the best fashion?
Spain.
Yeah, obviously.
100%.
Yeah, well, it was the bums. Lottie, thoughts on the outcome of Eurovision this year?
I'm really pleased for Ukraine. I think it is a little bit of a shame for the UK. Sam has obviously worked really, really hard. I thought he did an amazing performance tonight, and it's clear that he had votes both from the jury and also from the general public. So a little bit of a shame for him, but I think he's worked so hard and he'll really kind of take this and go onwards and upwards from here. Spain was obviously a clear favourite, but I think in this year, given everything that's happened, Ukraine was always likely to tip the balance with the public vote.
Laura, you are also, you were watching it as well. What were your thoughts on what happened?
Give that wolf a banana.
yeah. No, fair enough. Yeah, no, that's a fair comment, actually. I'm actually surprised. Cress, I'm surprised that Norway didn't do as well as they did.
I thought
I voted
least...
for Norway.
I know you did, I didn't. I would have thought they'd have got a bit of a more of a public vote. I was thinking, oh, they're going to be strong in the public vote. But they weren't at all, really. I mean, you know, good enough. They did okay. But yeah, I thought that's where they were going to really surge, but not really.
We're watching the ending credits now. Ukraine are performing for the final time. It feels like a really kind of fitting tribute.
I have to say, this has been a momentous year. It really has. Like, I think this is going to be an iconic year that people remember for long to come, in the fact that no one really knew what was going to happen. There wasn't one front runner. I know everyone was like, oh, Ukraine's going to win. But it didn't feel like that when we were watching.
No.
It was it could have been Spain, it could have been Sweden, it could have been UK, it could have been Ukraine. Like, we just did not know, because no one knew how the public were definitely going to vote for Ukraine. So I genuinely, this, what a year for Eurovision.
Yeah. It's one that's going to go down in history, and one that we will dissect. One we will dissect in more detail in the next episode. A full debrief on what's been going on.
Analytical debrief. We'll really go into it.
We'll think about it more.
Think about things.
If you've got thoughts, we'd love to hear from you. Yes. And Chris has the details of how to get in touch.
Yeah, we're on Instagram on Nullpod Podcast. You can email us on nullpodpodcast@gmail.com. We're also on Twitter at Poinul. We want to hear your thoughts. Did you think Ukraine were going to win? Were you rooting for them? What did you think about the UK doing so well? We'd love to hear your thoughts.
Yep, and we'll be back for a full debrief episode very, very soon. But that is it for now. Get in touch with your thoughts on the outcome of this year's Eurovision Song Contest, and we'll see you again on the next episode of Nullpod.